government has restored security, especially in the northern part of Uganda, where Konyi did a lot of havoc. Konyi has been flushed out, and important programs of recovery are in place, like the recovery program. So to me, that is a great achievement. What is more, we also reintroduced a marriage party system, and I think it is facing challenges, but we have done it in a peaceful manner. This is a great achievement. There was also hyperinflation when we took over power, but now there is reasonable economic sobriety, despite the global financial crisis. We also restored traditional leaders, so this is also an important aspect of this is an important aspect of ensuring that traditional leaders do exist despite the existence of a republican culture in many parts of Uganda.
Mr. Prime Minister, public opinion about the ruling party has been mixed, with some people saying the government hasn't done enough. Why do you think this is a mixed reaction when, as you said, the government has done a lot for the common Ugandan?
You see, this is to be expected. Some people think that unless they are in power, nothing good can take place. You do get people of that nature. Others expected a lot to be achieved by the government, and probably they are disappointed. So it's a question of assessment, and we accept people's assessment. I would suggest that the best way of assessing our performance is by looking at the concrete issues which we have put in place.
Now, Mr. Prime Minister, the government has come under accusation by the opposition, including the FDC, that there has been intimidation, the lack of political space for the opposition to function as an opposition in the discourse of the politic in Uganda. What is your take?
The opposition has the space. The opposition, of course, has to be responsible. For example, if they carry out activities which disrupt peace, law, peace and order, obviously the police has to ensure that this is not allowed to take place. But they have the space, and they have been going around. Dr. Besigye has been going around making this statement, and I would suggest, I wish to make it clear that the opposition has the necessary space, but we must ensure that there is law and order.
Mr. Prime Minister, Besigye, you mentioned, has constantly criticized your administration, saying that his passport has been seized on several occasions and that there has been constant intimidation from the government.
Well, I suggest that you come to this country and see what is happening yourself. And I'm sure that you have got representatives who are here. They can report what is happening here.
Well, Mr. Prime Minister, is the ordinary Ugandan better off now than 24 years ago?
Is much better off. I begin with security. A bunch of plantain was more expensive than human life. There is security. That's extremely important. In fact, I do not want to mention some of the neighboring countries, but I wanted to mention that in some countries, if you walk at night, it is extremely dangerous. But in this country, there's security. I wish to make it very clear that this is a great achievement. That's number one. And especially, as I've informed you, the restoration of security in the northern part of Uganda is a great achievement, because terrorism is not an easy matter. Terrorism, as you know, is a global problem, and it's not easy to grapple with it. But we have been able to flush out Konyi. On the economic aspect of this country, hyperinflation has been handled ably, and we have economic stability. macroeconomic stability.
Where will the celebration take place? I heard it is in Bali. And what are the programs being lined up for today's celebration?
Well, the programs are essentially you normally have various people showing what has been achieved, and what's more, you have also the policemen and so on, the all march, and of course you have people singing and showing their pleasure and remembering what happened in the past and what has happened. And then, of course, we have a speech by His Excellency, the President, focusing on important achievements. There are, of course, challenges. We'll be talking about these challenges.